Assalamu alaikum, boys and girls. This is your Masjid Ikuba. Boys and girls, today's bedtime story will be our last before Ramadan. But don't worry, because on Saturday, 10th April, at 1:45, we are doing a special, wonderful live story just for you. So make sure that you all come to Masjid Quba on Saturday, 10th April at 1:45. And then bedtime stories will start again after Ramadan, inshallah. Now, are you ready for tonight's story? Tonight's bedtime story is called The Daughters of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now listen carefully. The Daughters of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had four daughters. All of them were born in Mecca. Their mother was Khadija radiallahu anha. The eldest daughter, Zainab, was married to her cousin, Abul As. Ruqayya and Ummi Kulthum were married to Uthman bin Affan, the third caliph of Islam. He married Ruqayya first, and after she died, he married her sister, Ummi Kulthum. Fatima radiallahu anha was the youngest. When she grew up, she was married to Ali radiallahu anha. Ali radiallahu anha was the first young person to convert to Islam. Ali radiallahu anha was the son of Abu Talib. He told us how Fatima radiallahu anha, his wife and also the daughter of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, had to do all the housework herself. Her hands used to become blistered from working a millstone, grinding things. Her clothes became dirty from sweeping the floor, and she had a mark on her neck from having to bring water from far away in a large leather bag. Once, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had many servants come to him, Ali radiallahu anha suggested to Fatima radiallahu anha that she go and request her father to give her one of them, one of the servants. But there were many people gathered at his house, so she returned home without meeting him. The next day, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the house of Ali and Fatima radiallahu anha and asked what she had wanted to discuss. But Fatima radiallahu anha remained silent. Then Ali radiallahu anha told the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the whole story. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not, however, say yes to their request. He said, "Fear God and fulfill your duty to the Lord. Continue to do your housework, and when you go to bed at night, glorify Allah 33 times, praise Him the same number of times, and exalt Him 34 times. That makes 100 times altogether. That will do you more good than a servant will." Wow, what an amazing story from the life of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Boys and girls, our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us to pray the tasbih. That is, saying Subhanallah 33 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, and Allahu Akbar 34 times. If you add 33 and 33 and 34, it equals, that's right, 100. Well done. Now, I've got a challenge for you. I want to give you a challenge. Your challenge is to pray this tasbih when you go to bed, along with the bedtime dua and the kalima, throughout Ramadan, starting from now. As you know, when we go to sleep, we have to say thank you to Allah. We have to say thank you for everything He has given us. So let's say it together. Thank you, Allah. to thank and praise Allah, in our beautiful Arabic, we say, that's right, Alhamdulillah. Very good. Praying the bedtime dua is also very important. Now let's pray together. Allahumma, Bismika, Amutu, Wa Ahya. Well done. MashaAllah, you've been wonderful listeners. When you go to bed, remember to pray the kalima with your mummy and daddy. And this time, remember to pray the tasbih as well. Also, remember to be good and listen to your mummy and daddy. I can't wait to see you all on Saturday, 10th April at 1:45 for a wonderful and special bedtime story, only here at Masjid Quba. So, you all have to come to Masjid Quba. Write it down, write it now. Saturday, 10th April, 1:45. We all look forward to seeing each and every one of you. Fantastic. This is your Masjid Quba, over and out. Assalamu alaikum.